Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we've done it. Chase Geiser had to Tron himself and go into the Twitter X Spaces coding to get this worked out. But we're good to go now. I believe we're up on Spaces. Do you want to start going to people right now, Chase, on the issue of Russian space nukes? And we got a report from Alex Jones coming up in half an hour.
Yeah, sure. So Matt is in the control room, sitting where I usually sit, moderating the Spaces for Alex Jones, and if he wants to begin adding people as speakers and inviting them to speak, I invite him to do so.
And just make sure to request. If you're in the space, make sure to request.
Yeah. And raise your hand, that always helps too.
So we know that you want to.
So while they're working on that, I'll just let Matt ping me or say something in our ears when they're ready to begin broadcasting the speakers, but he should be able to grant access to those who have requested it, and then we can invite them to speak.
Truth, not fiction.
Truth, not fiction.
Take yourself. Go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hey Chase, mutual friend of Matt Couch.
Awesome.
Owen, I'm glad to see that you're finally doing what you're good at, and you're not in the Louisiana gulag anymore. And Harrison Smith, I can't say enough about you. But listen. Everything the mainstream media says is the exact opposite. Look what they did to Tucker Carlson. He's now the world-renowned journalist of the world. And a lot of influence from the InfoWar. But, we have to be cautious. I'd like to talk to Alex Jones, but they are definitely trying to derail the 2024 election. And appreciate everything you guys do for aiding that effort to derail that. No point intended with all the derailments at Tip to Nick Sorter.
By the way, there might have been another one in D.C. we're hearing. There's some smoke coming out of a subway tunnel.
Yeah, apparently smoke billowing out of the D.C. subway system. They say it's either a train derailment or an explosion of some sort. That just broke a couple minutes ago. We don't have too many details on that, but every day. It's
our cities are falling apart, but we got all the money we need for Ukraine and Israel for till the end of time.
What is it about tunnels in 2024?
And it's a tunnel year. Is it the year of the tunnel in China or somewhere else? But they also just came out. There was a statement. Guys, plug this in. Somebody just came out and said that soon the U.S. government, it's already all in the books. It's just the number hasn't hit yet. That the U.S. government is going to be $54 trillion in debt. I mean, this is clown money.
Well, when money isn't real and doesn't exist, it turns out you can print as much as you want forever. That's completely insane. And, you know, there was a funny thing. I responded. Actually, there was a video from yours, Owen, that I played on the show yesterday. And I think you were responding to Tucker Carlson at the World Government Summit saying, you know, Russia has these beautiful cities. Japan has these beautiful cities. You go to Dubai or Singapore, it's these beautiful, clean, wonderful cities. And it just puts into perspective how fallen and collapsed America is. And somebody responded to that saying, well, that's just because in Russia, all the oligarchs have depleted the rural areas and have made their cities nice for themselves. And it's like, have you been to an American rural town? It's as depleted as you can possibly get. I mean, there's nothing more depressing than driving through some small town that you can tell was once vibrant and full of life, and it's just nothing anymore. There's like a liquor store and a cash checking place. So our cities, our rural towns have been destroyed in the same way that I'm sure Russia has as well. But our cities don't even, are awful. They're terrible.
But imagine that cope. Like, you're basically admitting that Russian cities are great, but you're still like, no, but Russia's still the bad guy.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
What's interesting to me is if you look at architecture before the first bomb went off, it was this sort of beautiful, magnificent sort of facilities built by different nations. So even architecture built by Britain in India was beautiful. But after the bomb went off, it's like, oh, people are cheap. And so now we have like DMVs.
Yeah, that's a really heavy debate that I'd love to have sometime. And thank you for weighing in here, Truth Not Fiction. When we come back, long segment. We're going to get at least 3, 4, 5 people in on the X Spaces to weigh in on Russian space news. Real? Fake? Is it just they want more money? What's the story here?
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
We're back here, third hour of the Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, we're going to be getting a special report from Alex Jones, the real story about Russian space nukes and the classified documents from Project Excalibur. So the InfoWars Knights of the Roundtable magic continues here on this Thursday, February 15th transmission. But we're live on X Spaces, and we're going to be hearing from you there. And so we go back to X Spaces. We have one of our great crew members conducting it from the control room. Go ahead, let us know who's up next.
Hey, we got JP in the X Space. JP, go ahead and unmute your mic, and go ahead and let us know what's on your mind.
Hey, how's it going? You know, you guys were just talking about all these buildings in Europe and all these buildings all over. And World War II, they bombed a lot of these buildings, right? These are those buildings that have 30-foot doors. They have these organs that were detuned to play deep, ominous tunes. I mean, these buildings seem like they're not built by man, but maybe Tartarians. And what's interesting is this whole Ukrainian thing all lies in the old Silk Road is where Tartaria lied. So, I mean, lots of little interesting things going on with this whole Ukrainian situation and Tartaria and all these buildings everybody keeps talking about.
Well, you know, I mean, this is the fun thing about opening up to the audience is that we're always able to really stay on track with the subject material. No, JP, this is, I mean, look, I was just saying this to Chase before the break and Harrison. This is such an interesting conversation. I mean, to me, it's not just about what may or may not have been in Ukraine, but you've got the megaliths all through South America. You've got the sarcophagus in the islands of Sardinia. I mean, when we look at human history, we're obviously lied to about it. There's 100% no doubt we're lied to about human history. And a lot of that is to feed into the false theory of human evolution. We were created by God. And who knows what other kind of intelligent life forms or whatever kind of creatures of God may have been here before us as well. But, I kind of want to lean in more to what you were talking about, because you said it, Chase, before the first bomb dropped. I mean, we used to build beautiful, ornate structures. I mean, just universal beauty in structure, in architecture, and it's gone now.
Yeah. Well, and one of the theories is that after the nuclear bomb, that was when you started seeing governments all over the world shift from building these impressive sort of awe-inspiring structures to the cheap sort of DMV structures that we see with the broken chairs and the crummy linoleum tiles and the leaks in the ceiling tiles as well. I mean, we've gone from a species who builds things to last beyond our generation to a species that acts as if any generation could be the last generation of the species.
Yeah, JP, you were going to expand on that.
Oh, yeah. Look at pictures of New York City pre-1900. I mean, we're talking these people had hand carts and hand tools, but yet they're building these beautiful buildings out of brick and all of these things. I mean, you could look at World's Fair, and you could look at what Nikola Tesla did in the World's Fair with just that tower of light that he built when transformers weren't powerful enough back then to power that much light. I mean, all of these things and all of these clues, and we're learning about frequency and vibration and all of that and all the Tesla technology, which in my opinion is just Tesla rediscovering Tartarian technology and the frequency and vibration and how important it is.
Well, and a lot of people, they might not know what you mean when you say Tartarian, and you know, maybe they'll understand it better if you talk about ancient Egypt and stuff like that. But I think that what is observable is that, yes, we don't build these beautiful ornate structures anymore. It's undeniable. Why? And you know, there is a common thread here, Harrison. What do terror groups do, or occupying groups do, or conquering groups do a lot of times when they move into a new territory? They destroy what was there before them. Mm-hmm. And so we see a lot of this in the Middle East. We see this happening in America. There was just a group that defecated the United States Constitution. A leftist group of climate protesters defecated the United States Constitution yesterday at the National Archives. Now, obviously, it's in a very protected case that only Nicolas Cage could find a way to steal. But I think that, you know, if you want to get deep into this, yeah. I mean, it's like maybe that was architecture built by angels. Maybe that was architecture built by people more pure, closer to God's original creation intent for us. And now we have all these demons here coming here destroying it.
Well, there's a couple aspects to this. It's about crushing the human spirit. The old architecture was very deliberately designed to uplift humanity, to represent right. something greater than ourselves, to pull us up out of the mire and try to, you know, symbolize what we might think heaven is like. I mean, that's why these people designed these things. That's why, I mean, that's how the Greek architecture was designed specifically as well. So there's an aspect of purposeful dehumanization. And, you know, the best example is when they show, you know, a prison from 1800 and it looks like the most beautiful building you've ever seen versus a high school today and it looks like a, you know, concrete block. It's dehumanizing. And another image that always comes to my mind is there's somebody who took their cubicle at work that's usually gray and beige and drab and horrifying, and they just dressed it up to look like the inside of a study, and it's all wood paneled, and there's a little stuffed animal that looks like it's mounted on the wall, and suddenly this sort of dehumanizing cubicle box where you sit and work like a bug, it's nice, it's human, it feels good. So just because something is small doesn't mean it has to feel oppressive. Just because, you know, we have to build a lot of buildings for a lot of people.
So the Klaus Schwab pods can be dressed up?
They can be
They
can also be uplifting. But the point is that there's a reason they choose everything being gray and beige and drab. It's because it's oppressive. It's because it crushes the human spirit. And that's deliberate. It's sort of a communistic, as you sort of put it out, an invasion of our cultural heritage. And, you know, there's the term globo homo, the globo homo empire. And people think that has to do with homosexuality. It's global homogenized. It's about everybody being homogenized. You take a picture of a city street and you can't tell whether it's Timbuktu or Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
It's about eliminating legitimate cultural human diversity and crushing people into one formless mass that can be taken advantage of because they have nothing to aspire to. By the way, purposeful.
I went and visited the jail. It's no longer an operating prison that Shawshank Redemption was shot in. It really is like a frickin' castle.
Right.
Do they have the tunnel still?
It's all still there, but you can only access so much of it. But, I mean, really, it's like a castle. I mean, it's a frickin' awesome structure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just every prison movie that takes place before 1920, these facilities, the government didn't want to build facilities back then that they were going to be embarrassed about. It was almost like a pride thing. Even if you go back to ancient Greece and ancient Rome, a lot of their famous sort of buildings, whether they were entertainment related or whether they were religious related, were actually funded by notable individuals within the community. It wasn't like they taxed everybody income tax and then paid for it like we do today. It would be some Elon Musk type person of ancient Greece that was just like, I'm going to build this racetrack. And they didn't want it to be embarrassing because it was supposed to be like, you know, their hospital wing, so to speak, right?
Or like the libraries that Carnegie built in New York City. I mean, those are the most beautiful buildings in the world, and it was about, you know, a responsibility that he had, almost a noblesse oblige, right? The obligation of the noble to leave behind something beneficial for everybody, not just gather it to himself. So
Trump Tower.
It's like the beauty of Trump Tower, exactly.
Well, he ended up selling it, but what used to be Trump International DC, another beautiful building. All right, JP, gorgeous. Thank you for that interesting starter there. Matt, let's go to another individual on our X Spaces, live right now on X.
Hey, we've got Real American in the space. Real American, go ahead and unmute your mic. Let's hear what you have to say.
Yes, hold on. I think I have a bead on that spaceship coming over. No, that's a big red helium balloon. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they just found like 8 Chinese spy balloons over Taiwan, I think, last week or something.
That would be what I would suspect. If there's anything, a nuclear spaceship, it's probably China's or ours. And they may just want to try to use it to blame it on Russia. You know, they're desperate for whatever they can come up with right now. So I don't believe anything they say, just to be completely honest.
Yeah, why would you? The intelligence community's lied to us our entire lives. I couldn't even think of something they told me that was honest, actually.
Exactly. I think every president we've had since Kennedy, except for Reagan, was already put in. They put them in. I think Reagan was a mistake and Trump was a mistake.
Well, you know, Reagan...
Otherwise, I think they can...
I actually have some interesting personal anecdote. So there's a guy in Houston who major libertarian donor, has been for decades and decades. He's an older guy now, healthiest dude you'll ever meet because he drinks apple cider vinegar all day. But he's helped InfoWars quite a bit, and he's helped Ron Paul get his start. He told me that in the 80s, he was a big fan of Reagan, and he told Reagan, I'm going to give you a lot of money for your campaign. You just can't have George H.W. Bush.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
First, they'll offer to let you come along willingly. And then if you don't, that's when they activate the warfare, right? So I think under Obama, it was like, no, we're friends with Russia. Come along with us. Join the globalist combine. And then when Russia refused that and said no, they went, oh, okay, now we're playing dirty. And, man, the most important part, I think Punchbowl just hit the nail on the head. It was the fact that Putin was like, presidents would say one thing, and we would agree, and then they'd come back 2 hours later and say, we can't do that anymore. Obviously, the president is not the one making the decision at the end of the day. And it almost, I got the feeling that it was like the people in charge, the intelligence agencies, I'm sure, the State Department, these permanent deep state bureaucrats, they almost wanted to keep Russia in the wing as like, because they always need an enemy. They can't have world peace. They can't have all the countries getting, you know, getting together. So even though there was no reason to exclude Russia from NATO, no reason to exclude Russia from cooperation with the missile program, They didn't want to make Russia too friendly because they needed them in the wing as a potential enemy later.
Well, remember, that was part of the equation why the deep state hated Trump so much, because he wouldn't listen to the intelligence communities. And they wrote all these articles crying and bitching and moaning about how Trump wouldn't listen to the intelligence communities. Yeah, because he wanted to be the president of the United States. Like, he wanted to be the chief executive. He knew he could only trust himself. And so that was their big beef, was like, oh, well, gee, remember Chuck Schumer with the big gangster mafia threatening message on MSNBC? You go against the intelligence communities, they got 6 ways a Sunday of getting back at you. I'm dirty, dirty Chuck Schumer. I'm going to get you a country into war. I'm glad that Anna Paulina Luna wrote the Schumer bill, meaning if you sign the country into war, you go first, Chuck. But so that was always a beef of theirs. So, I mean, have the intelligence communities really been running the country?
Well, and remember, the first thing Trump did when he got into office, the first thing he did on Inauguration Day, he went to the CIA headquarters and went right into their lobby and stood there and gave him a speech going, I'm your president now. I'm in charge. That was a signal to them saying, first of all, I'm not your enemy. But second of all, I'm going to walk right into your HQ and there's nothing you can do about it because I'm the boss now and you have to listen.
Obviously, they loved it.
And they were like, we've been spying on you
for 2 years.
That's right. Such a relief, Donald. Thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah. Not really, more of like a power move. More of like a, yeah, hey, I know you guys have been screwing with me, but I just won this election, so I'm in charge now.
Oh, I'm telling you, and thank you for the weigh in here, Punchbowl. I'm telling you, the big thing that some people are starting to see now, it's kind of like if you can read between the lines. The whole Trump documents raid was they are looking for the documents Trump has on the Obama spy ring. That's what this is. Trump has the documents. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. They're panicked that he has the documents. And they know that all the dirt from the Obama administration crimes and all the names and individuals and illegal actions that took place involving that, they know Trump has those goods, and they're panicked if he releases those to the public. And if he gets back in office, he's going to declassify them. So it kind of all goes back in. Trump is like, I mean, Trump says, he does this to everybody. He's like, look, leave me alone. Just leave me alone, and I won't expose you damn crooks and criminals. But fine, now it's like, okay, the game of chicken, we're like 2 inches apart. All right, Matt, let's take another individual on X.
Next up, we've got Phil. Philip Grillo, go ahead and unmute your mic.
How you doing, guys? I just wanted to first off get a plug. Products are amazing. Like, I take Bodies and Rainforce and Super Vitality Mail. That needs to come back here soon. But this whole Russia thing is a complete psyop. They want us to keep focusing our hate towards Russia and what Russia is doing. Meanwhile, Russia is just trying to get order of what used to be in their country, put an end to Nazis, and denazify Ukraine. Meanwhile, we're supporting Ukraine. So we can see our inheritance being stolen by this fraudulent government that is running under this guise of law when they aren't themselves acting lawfully. They're actually working legally, but not lawfully. There is a difference. I encourage everybody to get themselves a copy of the Black's Law Dictionary. Start learning your rights. Get yourself a copy of the USC codes and really start reading all these different codes that they have put in place for us to live under their system. But I'll yield and give the floor to whoever else needs to weigh in. And God bless and thank you for what you're doing.
All right, Philip, thank you. Matt, let's go to the next.
Our next speaker up to bat, we've got Lala. Lala, go ahead and unmute your mic. Let's hear what you got to say.
Hi, guys. I think Philip said things very perfectly. It's just another division tactic. And we need to be, like, concentrating more on things like what happened in Maui. Same thing happened in Chile now. Where are these planes leaving from? Where are they going to? Things like this, because what happened in Maui has happened in Chile. It was the same thing in California. So we need to stop looking at all the division tactics and focus where things we can actually see. I've never seen a nuke, but I've seen these fires with the blue roofs. And the blue roofs and all that was the same in Chile. So, yeah, I just want to say that. And, Philip, excellent points.
You guys want to respond to that?
No, I think you're right. I haven't looked as much into Chile as I probably should. Can you maybe tell us a little bit about that? Obviously, we looked a lot into Maui, and we were actually probably the first to break the fact that there was something suspicious about the Maui fires, because on the day it happened, we had a caller from Maui who was saying that his air conditioning was burning while the bush around his air conditioning wasn't, pointing to some unnatural fire activity. But Chile exhibiting some of the same suspicious things, Lala?
Yeah, Chile, it was the same thing. It was the blue house was completely untouched, and the trees around it, of course, were untouched. It was the exact same thing. Cars incinerated. I haven't been able to find out if they were trapped in by the authorities the same way yet. I haven't found that out. But it seemed like it was hard for a lot of people to escape because there was, again, pileups and pileups of cars that were trying to escape, and you could see somehow they couldn't get out of the right area. So the blue thing, again, was really a major red flag.
All right, let's try to squeeze one more individual in before we go to break and hear from Alex on the other side. Matt, let's get one more in.
All right, it looks like we've got Michael Sullivan. Michael Sullivan, we just made you a speaker. Go ahead and take your mic.
Yes, sir. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, I think we're all kind of shooting in the dark until Alex's report as far as Russia and the satellites. But as far as the greatest threat, man, I would have to say us. And I am so ashamed to have to say that. But since we've been kind of taken over, you know, like I said with Chase earlier, Klaus Schwab boasts that he's taken over half the governments of the world. We have to look at ourselves. We got to take the forest out of our own eye. And we've got Klaus Schwab taking over the Democrats and the rhinos.
Let's just pause right there, because let's not even go into Klaus Schwab. And I appreciate you bringing this up, Michael, because here's the element of truth. I can be told how bad Russian leadership is, or this leadership, or that leadership. Well, okay, that might be true. It might not. I got a psychotic Chuck Schumer. I got a psychotic Lindsey Graham. I have psychos in the media calling for genocide. No, you're right. We have our own problems here that I know of in my front yard, in my backyard.
Yeah, it's like that old quote, the black guy going, no Vietnam ever called me the N-word. No Vietnamese ever, Russian ever tried to make my kid trans.
Chase?
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. What I said the other day is that we shouldn't trust Putin as much as we trust our own politicians. We should distrust our own politicians as much as we distrust Putin.
There you go.
All right. Report from Alex Jones on Russian space nukes coming up on the other side of this break. Stay right there.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWarsStore.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
EMP false flag be blamed on Russia? You bet your ass they are.
Here an artist's projection of the president's vision.
Fanning into space, a layered defense to protect the country from nuclear devastation. U.S. spy satellites would watch the world below, detect Soviet missiles blasting off, compute the position and speed of each missile, alert battle stations in space on Earth.
Is Russia developing nuclear-powered lasers? Are they deploying them in space? And the answer is undoubtedly yes. But guess who was doing this even back in the 1970s and had perfected it by the 1980s and 90s? The United States. And as usual, everybody's running around, even mainstream media, governments,
acting like they don't know what's going on to scare the public when there's a very clear history of exactly what's going on with the United States, Russia, China, and other governments. So I'm about to break down what's really happening in space straight ahead.
The first response. Space-based kinetic energy weapons fire high-speed projectiles from hypervelocity guns, intercepting enemy missiles as they are boosted through the atmosphere. Popped up into space, Earth-based nuclear-powered X-ray lasers fire their radioactive rays. Attack rays from land-based excimer lasers are redirected by huge mirrors orbiting in space. Chemical lasers fire beams that burn through the shell of the onrushing missile. Particle beam weapons with pulsing rays join the attack. Still over the atmosphere, the missile bus ejects its cargo, multiple nuclear warheads.
Ronald Reagan popularized Star Wars, or the Strategic Defense Initiative, in the 1980s, but it was really going on since the 1960s. And by the 1970s, it's declassified. The United States have powerful lasers mounted in space. Some of them, what are called X-ray lasers, that are powered by a nuclear power plant.
Earth-based nuclear-powered X-ray lasers fire their radioactive rays.
In many cases, they would actually detonate a small atomic or hydrogen bomb that then fires through the X-ray laser arrays and just fries everything in a massive radius around it. This would also cause major electromagnetic disturbances in the atmosphere. That's why the Pentagon back in the 1960s did Operation Fishbowl, where they tried to detonate the upper atmosphere with high-powered hydrogen bombs just to test and see if it was safe. So now that we hear all this talk about Russia might be developing and deploying nuclear-powered lasers in space, all of this is Excalibur-type technology being deployed by the Russians decades and decades and decades later. Look up Project Excalibur for yourself, already in function, already in operation by the 1970s, heavily deployed by the 1980s, one of the reasons the Russians gave up. And the Soviet Union collapsed because they understood the United States was so much farther advanced than them. So why is this all coming out now? Why is the Pentagon and the White House all mysteriously, oh, we're not going to say if they have a weapon or what it is, but it's probably nukes in space and nukes that power lasers. It's because they're ratcheting up a new cold and probably hot war with Russia. The EU, the NATO leaders are saying it's going to be a 20-30 year long-term war. They're going to bring back national conscription in Europe and the UK. They're setting their entire political future, while they make us eat bugs and own nothing and have nothing and be happy, on using the outside threat of Russia as the pretext for domestic crackdowns and control here at home. So I've been watching this Russian space laser hysteria for days and just sitting back and wondering why people don't understand the real history of it and that it's all hidden in plain view. People ask me all the time, how do you know this stuff? And you talk about it years before and then it comes true. It was already true. It was already public information, just not popularly promoted. You see, that's what corporate media does. You talk about world government and the UN plan for carbon tax 25 years ago. They'd say you're a conspiracy theorist in the New York Times, knowing most people wouldn't go to the UN website and look up the plan for carbon taxes, or the UN plan to promote pedophilia 30 years ago that the UN has now officially put into their policy just last year. 98% of what I cover is public information. But the general public still doesn't even know that for 30-plus years, the United States has had a fleet of DC-10s and other large jets in the sky who have a laser firing system, energy system, that runs the length of the aircraft, and they can shoot down aircrafts and missiles all day long. So a lot of this is in the atmosphere itself at 30,000, 40,000, 20,000 feet. But when you go up to space, there's no water vapor or condensation in the air, so lasers can shoot hundreds of thousands of miles at light speed, not just 50, 60, 70 miles, because depending on where you are in the atmosphere and how much humidity there is, lasers aren't effective out of the distance because, again, they have to fire through the atmosphere. So the United States has huge weapons platforms in space. They have nuclear-powered X-ray lasers that can launch from the ground. That is, missiles that go up and then detonate X-ray lasers. Basically, it's an X-ray laser form of an EMP that knocks out all the communications and systems. And the reason that they've kept a lot of this classified is the world would get upset to know that a lot of these, quote, secret payloads, 80% of NASA's payloads, have been classified. We've got all these space planes constantly taking off and landing, and what they're doing is carrying all sorts of classified payloads in. So there's a couple big stories here. The United States had this decades and decades and decades ago. Many other countries have also launched similar systems. The communist Chinese, when it comes to space-based systems, it looks like are even way ahead of the Russians. We're, quote, way ahead of them all. But why is this being brought out now? Because they want confrontation with Russia and to scare the American people and to say, oh, the Russians have got, you know, secret nukes and secret lasers flying around in space above you, when the truth is it's the United States that launched the arms race in space. And that was to counter the old Soviet Union, I think, was corrupt and evil, and it was a good thing we did. But now that secret space program has gone into high gear, so now they're bringing this out as a way to then relaunch officially the U.S. Strategic Defense Initiative as a counter to the Russians and unveil many of the weapons systems that have been in orbit for more than 50 years. Again, let's be clear. There are weapon systems put in space 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, last year, this year. And the United States is way ahead when it comes to space-based weapons. That's why Trump officially launched Space Force, and the other branches of the military made fun of it. That was to divert the public from the fact that it's probably the most effective military system the United States has. So as usual, you're getting tomorrow's news today. As this debate unfolds, as this disclosure unfolds, in the days, months, and years to come, you can look back to this video and see that I told you nothing but the truth and was way ahead of the curve. But we do not want the system to use this as a pretext for escalation against Russia. Russia is simply, even if you believe the official story, countering the West with similar systems to what the West has, because Russia has been catching up to the United States in many ways, in fact surpassing us when it comes to supersonic missiles and other systems like that.
The final minute. The surviving warheads enter the atmosphere above the United States, are attacked by laser-equipped planes. Earth-based lasers and ABM rockets eliminate the last warheads.
You've gotten a brief history of these weapon systems. We've explained the fact that these are existing technologies that any advanced government or corporation could deploy. But finally, they're not just hyping all this up for war hysteria with Russia, just like we saw with Russiagate and Trump and all the rest of it. The most important point of all these incredibly important points is this. The globalists have been hyping for 3 years that Russia is going to launch an EMP and knock out the power grid in America, or they're going to work with, quote, Trump supporters and knock out the power grid ahead of the 2024 election. Now, who really believes that? But now we're being told of this magic power up in the sky anytime that could do all these incredibly bad things, and it's all classified so they can't tell us. Ladies and gentlemen, big things are already happening. Even bigger things are coming. And we have been predicting that they might pull something like this and false flag Russia. So we need to expose this right now. And all of you need to research the claims I've made in this video. Find out it's true. Send it to Congress. Send it to the Senate. Send it to your governors. Send it to NASA. Send it to others. And let's get scientists and other experts to come out and explain that the road we're on is a road to something as bad as biblical Armageddon.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Live inside the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. It's the Alex Jones Show. Noah Troyer hosting today. We just had a fantastic Knights of the InfoWars Roundtable, if you will, featuring Harrison Smith, Chase Geyser, Alex popped in, myself. Alex just filed that special report as well. As we listen to this epic, dramatic music coming in, I kind of weigh the subjects of discussion from one end to the other, where we talk about the potential for war and nuclear weapons and space-based weapons, and what is that? It's destruction, it's death. And then on the other side, we talk about the beauty of creation and the megaliths and the pyramids and all this ancient architecture and its beauty. And it's like, that's the two options that we have now. In this pivotal time of human existence, human consciousness, as we're about to enter a new age of technology, do we go nukes, space-based weapons, war, destruction? Or do we go creation, beauty, architecture, humanity, vision? That's like, that's where we're at. That's the fork in the road. That's the crossroads. And it's understanding that that helps us decide and do the right thing. And it shouldn't be even an American issue or a Russian issue or a Jew issue or a Christian issue. Do you want life or death? Do you want creation or destruction? Do you want beauty or ugliness? And you just feel like everything diverts into that as we enter this new age. So it's pretty epic to juxtapose those two things. What is represented by nuclear war and space-based weapons technology versus the pyramids and ancient architecture, whether it's in Greek or anywhere else, Greece or anywhere else. It's like, yeah, well, humans can have this, or humans can have this. And it's our own psychotic leaders, because everybody would choose creation, everybody would choose beauty, but it's our psychotic, demonic leaders that are choosing death and destruction for us all. Because if they can't have power, if they can't have totalitarian power and control, then nobody gets it. It's the complete absence of nobility. It's the complete absence of a moral consciousness or ethics or love. It's to lust. It's to have greed. It's to have envy. And it's what is represented by our current political leadership and establishment. But it's not what humans really want. It's not what the average person just living their life really wants. It's not what the listener of this show really wants. It's the 1% of the 1% that feel that way. Why do you see American cities going into decay and violence and crime? Because the people in power genuinely hate you. They don't like you seeing. They don't like seeing you wealthy. They don't like seeing you happy. They don't like seeing you feeling good about the future. They want it the opposite. They want you unhealthy. They want you fat. They want you to feel negatively about the future. That's how they control you. And it's been going on for so long, it's inevitable the pendulum swings back. But it's now just a matter of time versus will. Do we have the time? Do we have the will to create again, to love again, to return to the beauty that is offered in this divine creation? Or is the will of the demons that look to destroy it all so that they can control it, who would rather control ugliness and rule over it than allow humanity to thrive and prosper? All right, we're waxing a little bit here to close the show. Drew Hernandez is coming up. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour today. And then Harrison Smith is going to be filling in for the War Room for me. I'll be back tomorrow with Alex hosting this transmission. It's all brought to you by you, shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And isn't that the beauty of this transmission, too? We don't need fast food marketing or toxic food and beverage marketing or Hollywood propaganda marketing or big pharma marketing to fund what we do here. We're funded by you, shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And the beauty of it is we have things that you need. We have things that you want. What about things that you need? Quite a few things that you need at InfoWarsStore.com. Do you filter your water? Or do you drink the poisoned water that they give you? Do you drink the fluoridated water that's meant to dumb you down and make you compliant? Do you drink that, or are you filtering your water? Get a water filter from InfoWarsStore.com. That's something you need. We're sitting here talking about, the U.S. government tells you space-based weapons. Well, my God, what could that represent? They, same groups the same groups that told you that there was going to be a pandemic and they ran the pandemic exercise and then there was, are the same groups now telling you there's going to be a cyber attack and are running cyber attack exercises. Well, what does that mean? Well, maybe your power goes out. Maybe the food supply goes down. Do you have emergency food supplies? We have emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. Those are things you need. We all know they consider the winter months cold and flu season. Why? Because you're not getting enough vitamin D from the sun. So we've got a supplementation answer. Vitamin D3, Winter Sun Plus, vitamin D3, liquid tincture under the tongue for easy absorption to make sure you're getting proper vitamin D levels in the winter. We also have the vitamin D3 gummies. Now, adults can take these too, but I'd say they're great for kids. You put a couple vitamin D3 gummies on the counter every morning for your kids, they're going to think you're the coolest parent ever because you're letting them eat gummies in the morning and they taste great, but really you're just making sure they're getting their vitamin D3. So you win, you get to be the cool parent, and your kid is getting the vitamin D3 that they need in the winter months. Both of those 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So all your support there makes everything we do here possible. All right, let me just, well, oh boy, there's just so much to get to here. Let's hear from Donald Trump responding to the case against him. Going to be the first criminal case to go to trial in about 2 months. It'll happen at the end of March. Here's Trump responding to that briefly outside the courtroom in clip 18. No clip? All right. No clip. Then let's go into the case against Trump with Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade in court today. Major developments on this situation. Here's Terrence Bradley talking about how the National Bar Association is getting involved to try to destroy Trump in clip 20.
Refer to what I was told by the bar, that rule 1.6 of confidentiality applies, and that I would be asking for an immediate review by the Supreme Court.
Sure, but applies to what?
Any communications is what the person at the bar told us.
Any communications?
So like he did not qualify.
To Mr. Wade, that's covered.
Well, Judge, I don't know. He didn't go into those specifics, but this is what was told. I was sitting there with my attorneys.
So much is coming out when it comes to the corruption. But here's what it shows, folks. And it's always the left. It's just true. It's always Democrat. It's always the left. They don't care about justice. They'll destroy justice for their end goal. They don't care about anything. Whether they're a lawyer, they're a leftist activist. Whether they're a teacher, they're a leftist activist. Whether they're a doctor, they're a leftist activist. Whether they're a judge, they're a leftist activist. That's why they mangle your children. That's why they indoctrinate your children. And that's why they subvert justice for their political means and ends. So, I mean, everybody now, all these leftists, whatever little thimble of power they might have to try to destroy Donald Trump, they're going to use it. So, Drew Hernandez coming up next, hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. And Alex will be back tomorrow. I might be here with him. It's just going to be another exciting time on the Alex Jones Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.